try to finish the evening today that we have been doing for a few days. Okay, so we'll talk a bit about this Inyan of Dofen Akuma in connection to the case of Itzdeba that we've seen. We had various cases of Itzdeba. We're trying to be Machshev Asukko Mal Mechav. You have the case of Itzdeba that you build the platform Kineged Dofen Emsoi, and we have a Shir Sukkah on the Itzdeba. We say Ksheira, Chidush of Rashi is not just Ksheira on the Itzdeba, but Ksheira where? Everywhere. Why? What's the rule of Rashi? Sariyat min Sukkah, connection to the Sugya later on Daf Yutes, other Shonim Acholik and Rashi, we went into that. The next case of Itzdeba was he built a Minatzad, Kineged, one of the two parallel walls, and then the Gemara brings in the Inyan of Dofen Akuma. There the Ksheira is certainly necessary to tell me the chidush of the Itzdeba itself. In the first case, you could have said, why did Rashi want to make this new extended chidush of the Tzal? Because otherwise, my kamashma learned that the Itzdeba is kasher. Well, of course, you have everything that you need. You have the three walls. You have the Shir Sukkah. So Ksheira Rashi learns means going on everything else. And then the Ran had to say a different shot. Why does the chidush just on the Itzdeba? In this case, one would certainly be happy to explain Ksheira just on the Itzdeba itself. What's the basis for the Chiddush? When we explain the Chiddush is Dofen Akuma, that only in that case, not every case would have Dofen Akuma, but if it's less than 4 amos from the other parallel wall till you get to the point of the Schach that's connected to Itzdeba, then we'll invoke the principle of Dofen Akuma, and that's why it's Kasher on the Itzdeba. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of that? We know that also from the later Mishnah and Daf Yuzayin. More explains this next chiddush over here, because over there it's chazia l'dofen. The problem is not in terms of the height of the sukkah at all, it's just a question of the distance. Here we call it lo chazia l'dofen. We try to be masvid that a little bit. It's not a good match between the dofen being a dofen for the sukkah, if it's a situation where the reshus is gavoah around the esrim. And therefore you're using dofen akuma to create, to fix the dofen as it were. That's why we have a chidush here to say Dofen Akuma, and we go on and say that chidush even if it's not just in one direction, even in multiple directions, the case where it's be'emtza. Now, within this second case that we just mentioned of the Itzdeba Minatzad, we noticed something interesting in the Rush. What did the Rush point out? We saw it inside last year, so we'll speak it outside now. That this, that Rashi says that it's kosher on the Itzdeba. But Rashi would not hold, like he said earlier, in the first case of Itzdeba, that Kineged Dofen Emsoi, that would even be Machshe beyond the Itzdeba, based on Psara Yotze. So the Rashi says that's not going to be true in this case. Okay, we know that you don't have any Hechrach to say that the Chiddush would work beyond the Itzdeba, because you have to tell me the Chiddush itself by the Itzdeba. But meanwhile, the Rashi gives you the logical reason why it could not be. And the reason it can't be is because, as the Rashi, if I'm going to say Dofen Akuma, so then the whole area of Tzchach Amal Mechaf that you have not connected to Itzdeba, all of that is turning into what? And turning into Dofen. If you're turning into Dofen, then you can't consider that thing, that area, to be a Psal Yotzi Min HaSukkah. That's what the Rush says. So the first thing is, we're not going to go over all this. This was the Kabbalist Sanel who asked the Stira and the Rush from the other case and the Rush later on, that why can't you say that it's, on the one hand it's called Dofen, on the other hand it's also called Tzchach as well. In one respect, it's a dofen, and in one respect, it's chach, just like the Rush said in the other case, and we were machalik well, and the Sana more or less said what we spoke at. Okay. Then, we noted the following. The Rush says it, in the Piskei Rush, what he says it in terms of what we just explained, that the roof, the chach, that's umal mechav, is not chach, it's dofen, therefore you can't assume that you can use that as psal yotzi min hasuk. Tosas Rush says the same din, but for a very different reason. Tosa Rush says that the reason why you couldn't be machshir the part of this sukkah, quote-unquote, that's not by the Itzdeba, but the rest, based on whatever psal yitz in the sukkah, is because, says the Tosa Rush, if you're going to say dofen akuma, that means that you're moving the dofen from the far wall, right, over to be connected the Itzdeba, in which case you can't say this is psal yotze because there's a hefsik of a dofen between the sukkah part that's in the Itzdeba and the, what you want to call psala yotze, which is beyond the Itzdeba. There's a dofen in between. In other words, psala yotze and sukkah cannot be valid if there's a hefsik between the chelek of the sukkah, that's the ikar sukkah, and the chelek that you want to call psala yotze in the sukkah. That's how the Rush seems to present it. There's one case in Daf Yud Tes that seems to be that the Psal is a case where there's a hefsek of a dolphin. The first case where it's sort of behind. So that's a unique situation that's also called Psal HaYotzei. But typically, all the other three Ukintas in the Gemara, Psal HaYotzei and the Sukkah, all cases that there's no wall separating what's called the Ikar Sukkah and what we want to call Psal HaYotzei. So what the Rush says in Tosfos HaRush is that that's the reason why we could not be machshir here, the part of this the Sukkah that's the Schach HaZomal Me'estrim, because if you're moving the dolphin over, be next to the Itzdeva, to be machshir the part on top of the Yitzhak, then you've got a break. You've got a hefsek between what you want to call the Psal HaYotzei min HaSukkah and the Ikar Sukkah. So what's the pshat? The Rush is saying the same din, but for a very different reason. So the obvious answer is that the Tosfos HaRush is going with a different approach to Dofen Akuma. Namely, that we saw in Rashi, on Daf Yizayin, that Rashi makes clear that his perspective of the Kuma is that you look at the schach that's above as dolphin. So the dolphin goes up and then continues along. In other words, it bends like the word dolphin akuma. The schach bends. The schach is no longer schach. It's considered an extension of the dolphin. The dolphin is bent as an L, and that's the pshat dolphin akuma. Rashi had another pshat, and he says it's not correct. Rashi didn't like it. The other pshat is not that the dolphin becomes an L and it continues in the form of the schach, but rather the dolphin that's here somehow moves itself over to be closer to the sukkah. So now it serves as a dolphin to the, you know, where you need it to be. It's as if it were adjacent to that point that it needs to be. So it's no longer far away. Rashi doesn't elaborate exactly how it bends, and we'll see this could be nogea, what we're going to have to talk about. Exactly does it mean it bends? It stays vertical position and just shifts over, or does it sort of just go in an incline, like a diagonal? But that would be the word akuma, perhaps. But somehow it makes its way over. Rashi says it can't be, because the halacha is if you have avir, between separation of avir of three tefachim or more, so then it would not be kasher sukkah. And Rashi wonders, why not? It should be easier to say Dofen Akuma if you have Avir than if you have Schach Pasul. So it must be that Dofen Akuma is about bending the Dofen, and the Schach becomes Dofen, as opposed to saying that we move the Dofen over. No, the Kasha Rashi can be answered. We mentioned the Beis Meir, and many Rishonim who do learn that way. They hold no, that the Kach Nem Halacha, that if there's Avir, you don't say it, and maybe Avir is worse because you can see the sky, the Seder. Meanwhile, we have this other approach to Dofen Akuma. We see in the Rambam, different Mashmosin on this as well. L'chara, the Tosfos HaRush, is going with that approach to Dofen Akuma, that the dolphin is moving over. And that's why the Rush says that the problem in why you can't say Psal HaYotzei min HaSukkah, in this case of Itzdeva, is because I have a dolphin in between. That's because Dofen Akuma is moving the dolphin. And the reason that the Rush is in Pisgei HaRush is because the schach that's overhead is not schach, it's dolphin. Each way, it comes down to the same halacha, but for a different reason. Why do we leave off on Thursday with the Chora, the Ran? The Ran is interesting, because the Ran brings both approaches to Dofen Akuma. And he gives us a nafka mina. Emerges in the Ran, there's really two nafka minas between the two approaches of Dofen Akuma. He starts by saying what Rashi says in Daf Yizayin. He adds something which we'll come back to. He says, Rowan Shkiu Hadofen Nekam Kiu Eschach Kuo Shemin Hadofen Ad Itzdeba Hu Hadofen Elish and Isakim. And he adds some important words. I want you to really take note of these words. The Kesef Mishnah that you probably saw today also makes this mentions this. Shekein Dakin Shokosim Isakim. It's the normal thing for walls sometimes to bend over. Avo Iyav Shelo Farsh continues the Ran, that Rowan ki ilu adofen is kayev ischach. You can't say it's as if the dofen will become closer to the schach. The Iyachi hecham minu kaman, the avir afim natsad posa b'shlosha, the avir of three tefachim, even from the side of the sukkah, the very edge on the top is pasling. Neymar Rowan adofen ki ilu niskarev, lo ye posa, lo ba'amas. So that's the argument that Rashi brings in Daf Yud Zayin, that if there's avir, it's easier to say move the dofen over. Vaday hanutayma must be the pshat is ufisharon eschach ki hu dofen, and therefore you can't do that in his avir. Says the Rav, now that I've established the pshat of dofen akuma, like Rashi says in Daf Yud Zayin, that's not that the dofen moves over, it's that the eschach overhead becomes an extension of the dofen, which bends, vishita zu adabar baror, becomes clear that you cannot eat in an area that is between the dofen and the platform. Why? So what he said right now is exactly what we saw in where? In the Pesgei Rosh. What's interesting is what he says further. Avo, im ha'yinu omim roim ha'dofen kil niskarev. Were we to learn pshat, the dofen akum means that you imagine the dofen will be closer, moved over closer, not this idea of that the bent over and it bent and the schach above is a continuation of the dofen. The dofen itself moved over. Then there'd be reason to be mako and allow you to eat on the area that's chutzlit staba, apidarko shorashi. He means here what? Darko Sharashi? Which Darko Sharashi? No. That's not what he means. What does he mean by Darko Sharashi? No. Darko Sharashi, that we can apply the psal, the rule of psal, even by the case of Itzdaba. Rashi said it, we are on the first case, where Itzdaba was where? Was connected the middle wall, and there Rashi says in the Furish, that when it says Kshera, it means not just Kshera on Itzdaba, but it, that would be Pasha, we said, but that means Kshera on the rest based on Psalayosi. That's the Darko Sharashi. So a Pidako Sharashi on the case of Itzdaba, the first case of Itzdaba, that's Kenegi Dofen Amsai. Rashi says you can be Machshir even the other part, that's really Gamala Masrim, but that's Psalayosi in Nasuka. Says the Ran, if you would learn Dofen, the Dofen Akuma means that the Dofen is Niskarev, as opposed to that the Dofen. That the schach is a continuation of the dofen. If you went it that way, then we could also use the logic of Rashi that was in the first case, that Rashi spoke about in the first case, and apply that to the second case as well, with the itzdaba with menatzad. Ela deleisa uke de kasibna. What does deleisa mean? What does Ran mean? Ela deleisa. What's leisa?
It's not true.
Rashi's.
What did
you say? Not you can't. What is delay? None of both sides understand. When you read Pasha before anything else, Pasha Taich words. Ela Delesa. Ude Kasibna. What is he saying? Ude Lesa. What's Lesa? He doesn't mean Lesa Pshat and Dofen Akuma. I don't think it's what he means.
You learn from Salayose to be Mapir Abi Lukutsis.
No, I don't think it's what he means either. What's the Ude Kasibna? He means because Dofen Akuma is the Pshat. I hear, maybe you're, I can't disprove you. I tell you what I think you mean. Anyone else? What else? We don't apply Psal Yotzi in the case of Itzdaba. If you go back to the beginning, the Ran argued on Rashi, right? Look at the top Ran, the Kasav Rashi, the Koh is Stuka Ksher of Himin Itzdaba Vahala, based on Psal Yotzi, and the Ran says, Nirali Shuska Klomakin, and so on. But then the Ran says, Ein Dvarv Nochin Esri. In other words, the Ran took issue with Rashi on that very chiddush, that you say Psala Yotze in the case of Itzdaba. And the Ran says, no, Psala Yotze is limited to those cases mentioned in the Gemara. So this is what I think the Ran means here. In other words, the logic that you could be Matir Pidarko Sharashi if you learn Dofen Akuma as in that the Dofen is Niskarev, that would be true Pidarko Sharashi, Hayyav Shaladun. El Deleisa, Urikasivna, meaning, I already told you that I don't agree with Rashi. By Itzdaba, that you can use the Psala Yotze logic and apply it to the case of Itzdaba, that Chutzla Itzdaba is Psala Yotze. You want a Taina, I'm not saying maybe you're also, you know, possibly Pshat and Ran. The Leisa Kasim means I just told you that that's not the Pshat Dofen Akuma. But Lamaisa, we know that he argued in Rashi by Itzdaba too, by the first case, so, you know, you might as well say the Leisa means I think Rashi is wrong anyway, so. Okay, I can hear two possibilities in the Leisa Kasim. I was more noted to think that. He means Leisa because I didn't agree with Rashi and the Chiddush of Psal, that you apply Psal of it. This is part one of the Ran. Before we go on, there's one more line which we have to read. Let's imagine what we have in front of us here. We have a Rush in Piskei Rosh that says the same thing as the Ran. But the Ran goes beyond the Piskei Rosh and says that's only true that you can't say Psal HaYotzei Min HaSukkah and eat in the rest of the Sukkah because it's not Tzchach, it's Dofen. Says Ran, but if I were to view Dofen Akuma as moving the Dofen over, then you could taina like Rashi that you would have the Chiddush of Psal HaYotzei. Right? Well, Maisa, Tosas Rosh said, not that way. Tosas Rosh said that if you move the Kosel over, then you have a problem that you can't view that area as Psal HaYotzei because it's separated from the Sukkah because of the Dofen there. So, Bechor, we have a machlokes between the Ran and the Rosh. If you understand Dofen Akuma in terms of moving over the Dofen, so would you now still be able to use the logic of Psal HaYotzei Min HaSukkah if you go like Rashi in the first case that you apply Psal HaYotzei to what's Chutz L'Itzdeba? Can you do the same thing in the second case of Itzdeba Min HaTzad? Or do we say no, if you're moving the Dofen over then you have no basis to use it to call Psal HaYotzei? You have a separation here with the wall that you moved over. So I left you with a question. What do you make of this machokas? What could it be possibly totally? And it's hard to know for sure, but like what could be... Daniel, you want to say something on this? Daniel, no? What do you think? So you had a whole Shabbos, right, both say, to think about this. Yeah, so okay, Avi, and then Yaakov, yeah.
So it could be the Nekudas Machlokas is what case of Psal HaYotzei in the Gemara there in Sukkah is the case of Itzva relating back to? Is it relating back to the schach is just extending further, or is it relating back to the first case that it's schach which goes out the end of the sukkah? The Ran maybe thinks it's going like the out the end of the sukkah, and so if the wall is going in, then if it's
you're
going
saying,
in,
okay,
the walls are also...
You see, and you're trying to say Sal, so the first case of Sal does seem to allow for Sal to work even when you have a hepsic dolphin. Here the point is. Although no one has been comparing it to that case. The obvious comparison is to the second case. And Pashtus, once you have, you know, after that first case, no other case can consider Psal to be a valid Psal if there is a Hefsek. The first case might be unique. So I would rather not take on the assumption straight on, head on, and say he disagrees with the whole assumption that a Hefsek could be a problem in Psal, even though the first case notwithstanding. But I hear where you want to go with. You throw that first case, you see that the premise is not necessarily true. You see, you could have a hefsek dolphin, and you're looking at behind the dolphin. Okay, did I say something similar or different?
I had a question. I thought that when we said the lease of the Sidna, that we're not saying that way.
No, I understand. But that's only because he argues in Rashi's whole application of saying Psal. But were I to embrace Rashi's Shita of Psal HaYotzei, that by the first case you have Psal, the Ran was basically saying that if you learn Dofen Akuma a certain way, if you learn it not that the wool bends like an L, but that the wool moves over, then the Svar Rashi would be as valid here as it is in the first case. That is a chora totally against the Tosas HaRash. So we see a machokas Rishonim in this Nikuda. So we want to think about outside what could be the point that could explain the disagreement. Rafi?
According to Tosas HaRash, it totally moves over. So now there's like a real massive.
Okay.
The Ran, it's like a diagonal.
So I was going to say so. Okay. So what I was going to before, good. I don't think it's going to be pshat because of the Rosh and the Ran, but at least in Cheshbon outside, I think it makes sense. What exactly is Dofen Akuma according to that pshat that Rashi rejected? Rashi is not very clear about it, but you know there are different mashmos and a different rishonim exactly what it means. The word Akuma sounds like there's a bending of sorts, right? So according to Rashi's pshat, we understand very well Dofen Akuma. In other words, it's bending like an L. With the top schach is the Dofen continues along, so it's a right angle and it continues. But this other pshat, that I'm not considering the schach to be dofen, but I'm figuring out a way to align the dofen with the area of the sukkah that it needs to be adjacent to. So you could say one of two ways. You could say, what you're doing is, this dofen that's going up here, and now the top of it is far, too far away from the sukkah. So you imagine that the top part of the dofen is going on a diagonal and meeting up with the area of the sukkah. We'll see this in the Rambam, maybe a little bit of these diyukim. and meeting up with the sukkah where it needs to be. So it comes out the bottom part of the dofen is actually where it is, and the din of dofen akuma is just taking the top of the dofen and giving you the meeting point at the top where it needs to be, closer to where it needs to be. So it's a diagonal. Whether it's a straight diagonal or it's like a curvy diagonal, I don't know. But basically, it's going to go under the schach. Maybe that's what the Lashon Rashi could even be read as. Rashi says that don't explain. Rashi's Lashon is, don't explain that it's what? Ki hu akum. Pashto's Lashon Rashi is perhaps more, no, ki hu akum v'hoch tachas haschach. We can say the Ritva.
Someone told me that the Ritva brings it there.
Now, on the other hand, let's say, I think there's Ram and Ahar on that Mishnah, when he refers to this Pshat, he says, like Rashi, Shanu ro'en shadofen hu me'ukam ve'en ho'ech b'yosher el ko'ef chacha pasu hu min hadofen. But then he says, what pshat don't I like? The Eino wrote Salomah, says Rav Menachar. The pshat, the other pshat that he knocks down. The Eino wrote Salomah, dofen akuma sh'anu roin ki'ilu nekam v'nekar mimakomo v'holach etzel aschach akasha. Listen to how he presents that other pshat. And I don't want to say pshat. The dofen akuma means that we're imagining ki'ilu nekam. Nekam means it gets twisted. V'nekar mimakomo. So the twisting is just a question of shifting. That shot would be not so. What's happening? It's still vertical as it was before, but it's positioned in a different place. And that's not the pshat. And he brings the same hechor as Rashi. The iav yamin hachi af ba'avir neim hachi. Then take by avir too. Elo dofen akuma iloch mishmisinai. Avo dofen akuma bekofetzes mimkoma lagmi rachman al Moshe. This idea that it's kofetzes mimkoma, that was never part of what Hashem taught Moshe. So I see already in the Rishonim and Mashmos that this other pshat that Rashi did not like can be understood not as the dofen actually bending, but the twisting just a way of saying it's shifting. No, l'chora and svara, that's what you're now timing, Rafi, that this could be a way of understanding why or why not we have a problem of a hefsik by saying dofen akuma and you can't say psala yotze. Where would we say we have a hefsik? If we understand it that the whole dofen, as it is now, vertical, moves over, and that's now being mafsik completely, based on what this rule is telling us, between the psala and the ikasuka. And that would be the time of the rush, that you can't say psala yotze if you learn dofen akuma as moving the dofen, so now you have a hefsik. But if I were to understand dofen akuma within this pshat, not that your whole dofen is moving over, just that the top part is going on an incline diagonally and meeting up, so Lamaya said, you don't have a total break. You still see the part below. You still see the area as mingled, as connected. So then maybe you would not necessarily have this problem. And maybe that's why, right? Maybe that's why the Ran doesn't have an issue here. I just don't know if it works in the Lashon HaRan. Because the Lashon HaRan is, according to the Pshat of Rashi, then what? Then I understand that you can't eat under the rest of the sukkah. Avom when you omim rodim hadofen kiu niskarev. And earlier as well, yefshe lefarish roin kiu hadofen niskarev. The Ran just calls it roin kiu hadofen niskarev. That, no, is that what he sounds like? Roin kiu hadofen niskarev. It doesn't say the top of the dofen it was niskarev. It went in an angle. The Ran's lashon is pashtus that other pshat is, I would think, like Rav Ram and Ahar is saying that the dofen was niskarev. And afa became, the Ran is saying, that if you go with that pshat, then l'fi darko shel Rashi, you would be able to eat in the rest of the sukkah. So then already, what you said is not valid. Now we have to think something else. Now we have to think that l'maisa, you're imagining the sukkah as the dofen as it's moving, but l'maisa, there's still pshat. What imagine? What?
L'maisa,
okay, so you can say that way. Okay, so l'maisa didn't move. It's all in a rowan. It's a rowan. It's a rowan to help, but l'maisa, it's still... Good, you can say like that. But I want to maybe say something a little bit more lambdas. Maybe like this. Let's just say like this. You could say your way too. When we say that the Dovin is miskarev, so what does it mean? It's taking the area of the Itzdiva and making that area separated from what's outside it. So now it has its own wall. Like the wall's too far away, and now that far away wall is closer. So the Itzdiva is its own place, its own space, which is with its own walls. From that perspective, the Dofen has accomplished that the Itzdiva is separated from outside the Itzdiva. If I were to ask you the question in the following way, but can you imagine now that the area outside the Itzdiva is separated from the Itzdiva part? There's no Dofen Akuma that's operating for the area outside the Itzdiva that's making that separated from the Itzdiva part. It's the Itzdiva's part that's being separated from what's outside, so it has its walls. But before that, it had the walls too far away. Now it has its own walls. But what you have here is not a two-way break, it's a one-way break. Words, when we assume that a psal cannot be a psal if it's broken away from the Ikka Sukka, that would make sense if you say that I have a separation in two directions. In other words, the Ikka Sukka is separated from the psal, what you want to call the psal, and the psal is separated by virtue of that same wall from the Ikka Sukka. But this imaginary separation, and I'm running with it, I'm going to move the wall over. What is it accomplished? In terms of what is there a separation? Relative to what is there a separation? Relative to what? To the system apart. That is seen as separated its way as the wall. But it doesn't speak to the from the perspective of the other area that has the Malam Ichav, that being separated from the Istiba part. Because that doesn't have any need for Dofen Akuma. The whole Dofen Akuma is not speaking to that Chelek. So from the perspective of the what we want to call the Psal, there is no separation. I mean, maybe I'm saying a little more fancy than what Gedalia is saying. Gedalia is saying, well, he didn't really move it. I'm saying it that to the extent that it would be imaginary moving, but it would be a moving that would create a break in two directions. From each side, it's seen as separating one side from the other and the other side from this side. Then I understand the problem. It can't be psaliotzi. Here, all it's doing is separating the itzdiv apart from what's outside, but not what's outside from the itzdiv. So that could be a machokas, the Ran, and the Rush. The Rush says that it's enough to be disqualified as a psal because I've separated the itzdiv from what's outside the itzdiv. And the Ran will say, no, if I haven't separated from the outside Yitzhak, but from the Yitzhak, then it's still called Psal Yitzhak and Asuk. It's interesting, Machokas, that's what we see here in the Ran. Avram, Dalia, Eitan, Ari. Yeah?
I was thinking similar to what you were saying, but like potentially when you're looking at the Yitzhak to try to make it kosher with that wall, okay, you could say that we're really moving the wall over, but what we're doing is we're just trying to make this kosher. So we look at that wall as if it's here to make this area kosher. Meaning the goal is not to like move the wall. It's like we're
so you're saying something along the lines of what we're both saying. Yeah, I think.
And then, but when you're looking at the outside, it's you're never actually moving the wall. It's just you're only looking at that wall.
That's not what I just said. So good. You're all good. You're saying basically, I think, in the same framework that we're saying. That's what we're saying for the Ran. Good. Good.
So even within our first mahalach about the Ran, you might just be saying that the top is sliding over.
The Ran didn't. I don't think the Ran said that. That's why I don't think it's pshat. I think it makes chet in Sivarai here that could be relevant for this issue, but I don't know if it's going to help us for the Ran. Ran's question is niskarei
padofen. Right. But does anybody learn that way?
I just showed you that the Lashon of Rashi, definitely. There are Meshavah. The Lashon of Rashi perhaps is Meshavah that way.
So I'm saying that even if you learn that way, according to whoever does, so the Tosfos Rashi, when he said that all he has to do is show that there's a masik and a schach. So even if just the top part is considered a wall, you don't need the whole wall to move over in order to move over.
The schach is enough. You think that should be?
There's a breakup in the schach.
No, why should that be enough to break in the schach? Maybe
it's not one long pass.
But if they have the halal all underneath, that's all connected. It's not a real break. I mean, it's all. I think that should also be enough to break it from the side. You know? Okay, let's see.
It's just.
I don't know.
It's just about the break in the schach. Well, it's not one long piece of pesel.
Yeah. The lesson, hard to open the lesson. Came in there, made up in a kum, I read up in my second, being connected to its debut, being chutz to its debut. Doesn't sound as strong as the strach. I mean, the past is a lesson, it's mashma, it's, you know, straight through. Okay.
Even when we tried to suggest that maybe the Quran is going with the diagonal shot, wouldn't the chutz to its still be under strach? It's just the strach, and it still be under dofen, just the dofen didn't take place in the schach, it went under the schach, but then you're still under dofen.
Ah, you mean what about the other problem of what the Pisgah Rosh says?
Yeah.
So, who knows, maybe the angle that it's going is like, you know, you don't really know the route it's going to take. You're saying there should be some point that you should not be able to eat, because there's some point that's dofen. Here. Okay, so maybe we'll do it in such an angle that like it'll be the most minimal.
And then it
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So wait, it won't be 90 degrees. It'll be some angle that I don't. Maybe where you can always. I don't know. Wherever you're gonna eat, you'll be able to say, well, no, it was a different. It took a different route, so I'm okay. I don't know if you can always imagine it to be. You know, let's say every single square foot is being filled with people eating, then you see manafshach, somebody sitting on the dolphin, right? I don't know. I hear. So some point where you should identify a problem of eating on the dolphin, even according to the other pshat. As long as, you know,
Rashi says it's going
the other svara would also put
Rashi
says
tachas
eschach,
so if
tachas eschach,
right.
You
could
only sell that story in terms of the Pisgei Rosh, who
and saying, so they don't accept the svara.
Yeah, maybe you could say like,
yeah. I mean, that was in Kavanah Sano's taina vis-a-vis the other Rosh. Let it be dofen, let it be schach too, you know. And so we gave chilukim, you know, from the other case to this case. Maybe these Rishonim hold that it would be here as well. You know,
it's only a problem if you hold that way. But
yeah.
If you don't hold that way, then you're
okay.
Not.
Okay, I hear.
You're sitting on a dofen. You can't hold that. You're
yeah.
Under a dofen.
Yeah.
Okay, you only sell that svara.
I want to go back to the Ran Rebbe.
Maybe
so,
maybe salvation. Maybe that could lead into whether or not you're going to save Sala Yotze. And if it's diagonal, you could still save Sala Yotze. So granted, it's kind of like what we said with how the Rosh understood Rashi, answered Rashi. And granted, it's not, you know, itself kosher, but we're going to define it by the qualities of the Igris Pesukah. You can, because there's no wall being mafsid. But if you understand it as it just being misgarven, it's not like bending over, then you can't say psaliyotzi because it's not, because you have walls separated.
So that's what the Rosh says, effectively, that you have the wall separating.
No, so I'm saying, but I'm saying to try to stop, like, figure out how to fit in that shot with whether it's bending or whether it's moving over completely. If you say that it's just bending, then you could still say psaliyotzi. It's like, it's one corner of the sukkah, which
is... Yeah, that's what we tied it. That's how you said the svar. But the problem is that the Rosh in Iran, we thought, with more mashma, that's miskarev, as it is, it's miskarev, not just bending. And yet the Ran still says that you would be machshir. That was our issue. Okay, what does the Ran say weiter? Let's continue with the next line of the Ran. Ufishita zu, the Ran says something very interesting. Now that we've explained that the pshat of dofen akuma is that you're going to go up and then you're going to continue the dofen along where the schach is, and it's all considered dofen. And the Pshat the Rashi prefers. Bishita zu gamken al karchach kishatfanas magios l'schach haskina. So our sugya that applies to Dofen Akuma is discussing a case that the walls are going all the way up and reaching the schach. Abo im en fanas magios l'schach lecha l'meimar Dofen Akuma. So the Ran goes on record and saying that you cannot allow for the din Dofen Akuma, which for the Ran means by Shitas Rashi, that you are viewing the schach as an extension of the dofen, if there'll be a gap between the top of the tfanos and where the schach begins above that. It has to be a case of tfanos magios l'schach. Having said that, the Ran therefore proves a raya that we do not follow the shita of Rabba and Dabbeis in terms of the reasoning of the psulim al michaf. Because what did Rabbi say? We'll speak it outside. Rabbi said that the problem is lo shalta be'ena, and the Gemara explains it based on the days, that the problem of lo shalta be'ena is only when the tfanos are what? Are not magios l'schach, that's when there's a lo shalta be'ena on the schach. But if the tfanos are magios l'schach, then the Gemara says, then derech ha'tfanos, you're going to always see the schach, even if it's l'malmias. So the whole psul to begin with is only when it's not megius l'schach. And here we have a situation that we have to fix. Of a psul amal meyesin that when fixed through dofen akuma, and built into the case, the dofen akuma has to be a case of tvanus megius l'schach. So that means we have a problem of l'mal mechav by megius l'schach. So that would only be true according to, not according to Rabbah, according to the other reasons, according to Rabbah. So this is an issue that keeps coming up in Rishon. Can we medayik from later sugyas against or with Rabbah's Shita versus the others? That if you don't have less than Abba Amos, if you have Abba Amos, then we're stuck because Dofen Akuma can't save you. At Dalad Amos is our kach achosvi one kerabba. We cannot really see that we don't hold like Rabbah. The yarf time mamishum de loshal to beena umachshik shadfans magirs leschach afir mami asfir mamak the isa. Is that seal to the rift? Again, something always comes up. The Rif didn't think Rabbah was correct, and this is a riot to the Rif. Because our sugya is clearly, as the Ran understands it, discussing a case that finds Magirus Leschach. Otherwise, Dofen Akuma wouldn't apply. Having said Dofen Akuma the way it is, that it's bending into the Schach. And therefore, it's got to be Magirus Leschach. And if I can't see Dofen Akuma, such as a case with four Amos, then it's possible. Why is it possible? According to Rabbah, Magirus Leschach, there's no problem at all. You see that the problem did exist, even by Magirus Leschach, it's against me. Adkan Devera. Fact Rabbi Kiva Eger. I don't understand. I don't understand this Ran. We should also be asking a Kasha on the Ran. The Ran is assuming that I cannot learn Pshat Dofen Akuma Kedarko Shel Rashi, that the Schach above is a continuation of the Dofen. I cannot say that if there's a gap between the top of the Tfanos and where the Schach begins above that. Because it is gap. Why can't I do that? Don't we all know? We should know, or we will know, and on the days we'll know a lot more about this. But there's a rule called good achis mechitzta. What does good achis mechitzta mean? Good means meshoch, right? To pull out, to pull. Asik is to go up. It means the following: if they have a mechitzta that's X amount high. So the halacha is that you imagine you can pull it up and make it higher. And it's clear that Tfanos don't have Megius L'schach. And L'maisa, that's clear from the Mishnayos later on in the parak. But what's the Pshat? The Pshat is that I have a rule, also Loch Mosh Misinai, that I imagine that the Tfanos, this Mechitza, can go up even higher. So the same way I can say Gur Asik Mechitza, so now this Mechitza is really going higher than it looks to the naked eye. And then that imaginary Mechitza that continues up meets up with the schach and continues along as an L with Dofen Akuma. What's the big problem? Why is the Ran telling us that there's a problem in saying Dofen Akuma, there's a gap? What happened to the simple rule called Gur Asik Mechitzta? Says that Kiva Eger, if you look at the tour, it's Mefurish against the Ran. The tour in Tafresh Lamed Beis. Now we did see Meshmos in the tour that Dofen Akuma is the other Pshat of Dofen Akuma. So, Umaisa, I don't know how much you can prove from this Lashna Tur, but the Lashna Tur is as follows. Afilu ena dofen elo yutfachim, bahagad gavom menu harbesh, anuroon ha dofen ki ilu ole adlamala, ba'az nomar dofen akuma. Again, we saw in the Tur that there was mashmos, so you had different shadow dofen akuma. But the Tur says dofen akuma, and he also says good asik. So this is a problem. Chur, what's the pshad in this land? Good asik mechitzta means I pull it up and then I continue it along, you know, with where the schach is. What's the big deal? So the Kiva Eger's machadesh, a big chidush, and this is Nogea Sugyas later on, which we can't really go into, but just to be familiar with this inyan. The Kiva Eger's machadesh, I think the Kiva Eger, I gave it to you, it's later on, but he wants to bring a later run that seems to say this, according to the Kiva Eger, but there's the sod that you don't say two halachas. You can't combine two halachas from Moshe Misina. Let me read you a little bit in the Kiva Eger. He says, "B'tur kasav afim ein magius l'schach mikom b'akom mikoch good asik havi k'magius l'schach u'basarachi aminu dofen akuma chor b'emes time of boy alaran amai pshita lega mitzal pshuto mistavim divyat tur." He says, "Ran l'shitase," and he brings a ran later, and he says, "Biyur divyat ran is Now he says like this: the Ran is talking about saying lavud in conjunction with dofen akuma. He explains what does it mean. You don't say two halachas. Not stam. You can't say two halachas. You can't say one halacha if it's only going to be relevant once you have established a previous halacha. Moshe Bissima. He says doesn't mean. The Ran doesn't mean the in asukum is kasheris al yedei shte halachas yachad lavi dofen akuma el kabanas aran. The EF Shaladun al Echad Elam Mikorach Idach. Then you can't build one off of the other. Says the Rekibi Ego, that will be what you have over here. Here you can only say Dofen Akuma if you imagine the Machitza is going all the way up. That means that one halacha necessitates the other. You couldn't get to the second halacha. It's not, if the two halachas are both here, and they're independent of each other, but in order to be machshir, I need to say two halachas. That you can do. But if I can only say one halacha after the other, because until I bring the machitza to the top, I can't extend it horizontally with dofen akuma, so now I can only say dofen akuma after I say gurasik, that we wouldn't do. That's what Rekib Eger's meaning. The Lashon HaRan is very ambiguous. It doesn't say anything like this. But Rekib Eger says such a yisod. There is a me'iri later, ke'ein zeh, but not exactly. And that's because the Meiri writes on that Mishnah that if you have three tefachim gap between the schach and the dofen, so it's pasul, aver min atzad, posel with shosha tefachim. And the Meiri brings let's say I have a good machitza, it's just not going all the way up. He says, even if it's within three tefachim, tzarech shetehi mechuvenes tachas tfas haschach. He says, if you have a machitza that's not reaching the top, then the only way you can be machshir is if the schach begins exactly aligned with the dofen. You cannot use the lavud of three tefachim if it's not going up all the way to the top. Why? The tartigu amrinan. In other words, to use good asik and lavud, we don't do. The only thing is, this is really, I'm laying groundwork for David and Beis a little bit. We should know the following. L'chor, there's a difference between the Me'iri l'shitaso and the Ran l'shitaso. The following. Whenever I have a case of a machitza that is not magil eschach, and it's kosher, absolutely kosher, the Furish and Mishnah is later on, do I need to invoke, forget about dofen akuma, perfect schach, right where it should be, adjacent to where the dofen would go up to, but the dofen is not going all the way to the top, okay? No problem in the height, no problem in the schach, in position of the schach, but just the fact that the dofen doesn't reach the schach. Do I need to invoke the principle of good asik in order to be machshir the sukkah? It's halacha mishmi sinai, it's a good halacha. But do I need it? If I have a dofen of a sukkah that's 10 tefachim high, which is what you need, but it's not magil eschach, schach is higher. It's an 18 amos. Not only esrei. Do I always need a command to good asik anyway, or do I not? Maybe just the fact that I have 10 fucking machitza is all I need. I don't need good asik. You don't need to bring it up. I just need to have machitza asar. Or do I say no? By sukkah, I need magil eschach, but I have it. This is a chakira, it's a machokis rishonim that we're going to discuss at length on Daled Amud Beis. After the next sugif chakak, after that, we have to deal with this inyan. The sugi lamed beis. Now, the Ran happens to hold. Again, I'm giving you a bit of a preview coming up. That you don't need good asik. A machitza sasara by tzuka is sufficient. The Meiri is one of those we show them who holds that I need good asik. Now you understand that this Me'ir that I just mentioned here is not necessarily going to help us to explain the Ran, what Ricky Baker is suggesting in the Ran. Why? Because in the case of the Me'iri, that he says you can't combine good Asik and Lavud, the issue is I have two drawbacks. I have two strikes. I have one strike in the sense that it's that the Schach is not exactly where it should be. I have to use Lavud on top. And I have another strike in that the funnels don't go as far as they should go, and I need good Asik. So I have to fix two problems with two halachos, and I can't fix, I have two things going against me. I'm not going to use two halachos to be machshir when I have two things going against me. That's in the Me'iri's case. But the Ran L'shitaso, remember, holds that typically you don't need Fanas to Megillas L'shach. You don't need good Asik to be machshir. Elamai, I need to say Dofen Akuma, and I can't say Dofen Akuma unless say good Asik. So I'm going to apply good Asik not to fix any inherent problem, but to enable me to say what? To say Dofen Akuma. That's the definition. So that's the Kivega's point. Why not do that? The Kivega said, I can't say two halachas if one builds off the other. But the Me'iri's example is not a good analogy. There, within the Me'iri's understanding, there is a need to say good Asik, and there's a need to say Lavud, and each thing is coming to fix a problem inherent in the case, and then I can't combine the two. Here, I don't need good Asik to fix anything in terms of the Mechitza. I just need good Asik in order to allow me to say Dofen Akuma, so maybe that should be better. Why? Because it's not like I have two strikes here in inherently. It's not like I have a problem in the Mechitza. I have a problem, well, let's put it this way. It's not like the not magius l'schach is inherently a problem. The not magius l'schach is just the problem is connecting it to commit to say Dofen Akuma. It's a very specific thing that I'm using good Asik for. Not that I said I have a good Asik because that right away built into the case I have a problem that good Asik has to solve. Good Asik is solving just connecting to Dofen Akuma, nothing more. L'maisa. Kveger is opening up a big issue, a big Indian trade hilchisa. If we hear Kveger, let's say on the side, L'maisa, other Achronim think, and we could on our own imagine, that maybe the Ran did not mean this Indian trade hilchisa here. The Ran meant a very different Indian. What could, when you read the Ran, what could the Ran mean that I cannot say Dofen Akuma if there's a gap? Forget good Asik Beseder, good Asik now till tomorrow. But nevertheless, the Ran could still argue, not because of trade hilchisa, but good Asik is not going to help me when I have a gap between, physically gap, between the Dofen. It doesn't go all the way to the Schach. And now I have to make an extension of that Schach with Dofen Akuma. It could be a Pashta Svar here. Again, I forget who says this, but it's a Pashta Svar that the Ran would be saying, good Asik is not going to help me. You know, take the Rikvegas Kasha head on and say, you can't solve the problem of the gap that you can't see Dofen Akuma. And now you should be able to say it because of good Asik. Good Asik is an imaginary extension of the Mechitza. Why can that be perhaps insufficient over here to allow Dofen Akuma? Tell me a svar.
I saw this in one it's just like we can't say Dofen Akuma through a gap going this way, can't say a gap.
I want you to say stronger. There was a Lashon I told you we're going to come back to in the Ran before. I want you to use that Lashon. Derech Haksalim Lizake. Dofen Akuma is predicated on the fact that in the laws of physics, you're going to say this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear. In the laws of physics, no, this guy. He could have said it.
I was going to say, when I left Moshe Messina, he's taking something that's physically there, and we're like allowing you to extend that or change that in a certain way.
Why can't you?
This is much more.
There's different ways you could say it. I mean, maybe you could say it differently. I think this is the most sharpest way to say it. If it's about Derech Haksalim L'Shakim, then Derech Haksalim L'Shakim is a function of a physical wall. You can't take a Lubavitch wall and make a Derech Haksalim L'Shakim out of it. Okay? That's what it comes to. In a nutshell, that's what it would mean. You know, a good Asik is very good. But L'maisa, it's a good Asik wall. By good Asik wall, you don't have this Derech L'Shakim. By Derech Haksalim L'Shakim is a physical wall, Derech L'Shakim. And that would be why the Ran takes for granted, good Asik notwithstanding, that you could not say Dofen Akuma if the Dofanos are not Megillas L'Shach.
I didn't think that's what the Ran was saying. Everything we know, this is like why are we choosing to go from Akuma over the other method? Because it's this way. Not like now in every single case it has to like realistically. You're saying that.
The Ran is saying that if the funds are not magis l'schach, then you could not, there's no, the Akuma would not help you.
Something above, when you use the lashon of its normal way for walls to bend, that was saying this is why Sifchan Derek Akuma, like this is why I know Sifchan Derek Akuma over the other Sifchan. I'm not saying we only employ Derek Akuma when like...
No, I understand. I understand what I'm saying, Achidus. I understand. But Lemaisa, the fact that the Rishonim mentioned that in connection to Dofan Akuma sounds like what, you know, it's Halacha Moshe Sinai after all, but Halacha Moshe Sinai is based on this reality in the world. And to the extent that that is, in fact, part of the framework that we're discussing of Derech HaKisakim, we can discuss Dofan Akuma.
More realistic. Either you're bringing one imaginary wall or two imaginary walls. They're both realistic.
No, it's
different. I don't think you're bringing an imaginary wall.
No. But if Tzadik Magius Leska, I understand it's an imaginary thing that the wall is extending. But to say that the wall bends into the schach seems to be related to the fact that it's Derech HaKisakim. It could be, I think, in the Mitvah, it could be Medayik, I think this chai as well, but I want to look at the Kesef Mishnah with you for the few minutes we have, because I think he's also mashba this way. Go ahead.
How did the Mehiri, when he said you can't have the two lavakos?
Yeah.
How, they're nothing to do with each other, the two things.
Right.
Also, you can say, like,
no, but what is the...
Steinkopf, Lassana, Shishat, Yotepach, and those we say, or in one of the things, like, you have Lavod, and then you have the extension. Like, that's another case of it, so we say that, and they're nothing to do with each other.
So there could be a few differences within the Meiri, but I think this is also important, this point that I wanted to mention. If you hold that good asik is always necessary to fix a situation, then that Meiri is different than our Ran, because Ran Lishit Hasso doesn't need good asik inherently to build a mechitza. It's just that we want to use it if it helps us, the Dofan Akuma.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like it was because you need... This is not Pshat Rebbe. I'm saying now it's different than
Rebbe. According to
Rebbe
Kivigri, there wouldn't be a clue whether you need it.
Rebbe didn't make such a distinction. He just says, anytime second halacha builds off of the first, you cannot say trei helchisim.
According to him, it would be the same.
That's it. Look in the two Rambams. Well, now with this guy, we could spend a week at the Finachum, if not more, but just for ourselves right now, I mean, you know, just to, because we have more sugyas coming, and you get to Dofan Akuma on your own, maybe if you're doing the keys, you know, it's everything is a limud. But the two Rambams are interesting because Chora, at least the way the Magen Mishnah wants to run up, they are Chora sos of each other in terms of defining Dofan Akuma. The Rambam and Perek Dalet, both are in Halacha Yud Dalet. Yeah. What's that? Dalet Yud Dalet and Hey Yud Dalet, right? So the Rambam in Dalet Yudalet is our sugya. Bana itztuba kineged of himsoyis apnekula. Yeshbi itztuba shir rochav asuka ksheira. That's the first case. The Rambam doesn't tell you ksheira, what it means ksheira. Unclear. Everything or only the itztuba. Bana itztuba natsad mishbislas itztuba koso arba amas psula. Because you can't see dofen akuma. Pachas barba amas ksheira. Bana itztuba bemsam mishbislas itztuba koso arba amas psula. Pachas barba amas ksheira. Now the Ram explains, Ki'ilu ha-machitzos nogos b'itztiva. So it's as if the machitzos are in contact with the itztiva. V'rei mina itztiva v'arasichach pachas me'ezer mama. That's negayar sugya. So what does the Ram mean when this Russian? Ki'ilu ha-machitzos nogos b'itztiva. What does it sound like? It sounds like al-derech that Pshat Rashi did not prefer. Al-derech we saw him in the Rush and maybe in the tour. That the wall is moving. This is what the Magen Mishnah is medayik. He brings the Beres Pshatim on Dofan Akuma. It says V'chein Pirshu Agaonim. Ro'en Ki Omachitzos Nogos Bitzvah. Medivayim Rabadnu. Based on this understanding, Sheimachshirin Hasukai Deikach. So he's assuming that if this is the pshat, Dofan Akuma, then the rest of the sukkah kosher as well. He's going like the Ran. That if the pshat is moving the wall, then the rest of the sukkah is kosher, and that what the Ran would hold as well. Yeah?
Until now, we've been saying that every time we said that the
that now that we did the opening of Kumas, so that the wall is now touching the Itzba. It never said that it was touching the Chol of the Itzba. I mean,
It's touching
the Chol of the Itzba, but we never said that before. It was always just said that it's
so that means it's touching, right? Well, if it's moving over, then it's touching it. What does it mean?
No, but I'm saying why can't we say that the Rambam is just saying like everybody else that it's no gos.
The Rashi said kineged itzibah
though. Rashi says kineged. How is it no gos bit itzibah? So the Ketzim is the Ketzim is at one point going to want to be madchik the Russian. Let's see how much we can do. Look first at the other Rambam, then look at the Ketzim Mishnah here. The other Rambam is Hey Yudalit. And I'm going quickly because it's the last, you know, shiur on this inyan, and also you read it also today to yourselves. The Rambam brings the din there of Dofen Akuma as well. And the Rambam explains in these cases, the chashev, zeaschacha pasul, the part that's in between the, in other words, the dofen and the part that we have the schacha kosher, that area, schach pasul, miguf hakosa, ukshera, davzeh lochem mosh misina. It's interesting. The Rambam reserves his elaborate explanation of dofen akuma for perek hay, and he makes clear there, the perspective that conveys over there is that of Rashi, ki hakoso neka. So there's a lot of Torah in this, right? You can imagine. Two Rambams. The Kesef Mishnah himself is Meirich. Take a look now back in Perek Dalet. So he starts by calling the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah attributes to the Rambam in Dalet Yudalet, the Peshat of the Gaonim, not Rashi. And says the Kesef Mishnah, the Kosav Kain, Fishi Yesh Meforshin, that Dofen Akumas Kiwa Schach Kuo Minadofen. Elish in Isakim, Shin Kain Darkin, Shin Kosum Isakim. Because it's now not called Schach, it's Dofen. How can you tell me the Ram doesn't go like those Mefarshim and the Ram Perkei does? And he quotes the lesson we read. So he wants to say something which requires a Hesper. The Efshalom, he wants to differentiate between the cases. This already you need to think very hard what he's trying to say. The Efshalom, the Shining of Rabbeinu, he wants to say that it's a different issue of Dofen Akuma there, and that's why the Ram has a different Pshat of Dofen Akuma. There we're talking about something that's Pasul Mitzah Atzmo to be Schach. It's close, it's Igag HaBayis, in other words. That Pasul Machmas Atzmo. The Oz Vadigo Machshirin Lechot Tachtav. So there, the Hechsher is going to have to be based on the wall twisting and turning, and then, of course, you can't eat under it. And that's what's going on over there by the Dofen Akuma case in Parakei. However, the Hechasher Psula Machmas Gavo, here we have the Psul based on the height. Kihacha, the Kim and the Ikashir Hechsher Sukha B'Itzdeba, the Itzba Hezesher Sukha, the Idach Abinami Schach Kosher, inherently it's Schach Kosher, it's just too high. Then Abishu Gavoyasim will agree on me pesafalitz in a sukkah nidika sukkah. So here we would allow it to work as psalitz in a sukkah, nidika sukkah. And therefore, what the pshat Dofen Akuma here is what is consistent with allowing you to eat under the rest, and because now we're using the other Dofen Akuma pshat. Exactly what does he mean? They say dochik, the name of the shiny pirish Dofen Akuma yachal lahasam. If that to say that it's a dochik, then kachay sa kamas rabenu har beisasam hadvarim, that here it's kasher and here it's not under the rest. But oh, that few name of the sober ben is drawn kiyom achizus nogos beitzdeva. Knows what is he learning? He's suggesting the Rambam here means which pshat, the pshat of the gaonim. Man leimalan she sober shalchit tachas osus chach. The Rambam didn't say that either. Dumas bili karan shachol karashi. Maybe you have no basis to be machshir psal hayotzi anyway, even by the first case, for example. So we have to say that. Kach nirali says la halacha lamaisa, the Rambam was not machshir only tachas itzdeva, and that's alone, and that's a chiddush that you don't not make gzeira. I the lashon the mashakasov kiilu hamachitzas nogos beitzdeva, says the Kesef Mishnah lo niskavim lomer shemachitzas dafka nogos beschach kosher. By saying that way, it sounds like the schach is kasher. Loma ki'ilu ha-machitzos nogos v'itzdeba ve'enam ruchakos. Meaning like parakeh. Someone wanted to say he meant it that way, he says it. Kiloma deron ki'ilu nekam ha-kos v'yachashem osu schach v'guf ha-kosa. And if you say that, okay, so Lumaisa, what is he suggesting? The Rambam really meant the same thing in Dalit. Also not Pasha. But now notice the following. Now he paraphrases the Rambam, to come back to the Rambam. The Indas Rabbeinu Kumashi Kasafti. If the Rambam means what I just said, which means that the Rambam, even from Perek Dalit, meant what Pshara Dofen Akuma? The Pshara Duran, L, then there's an L. Then you have to also assume, Be'inan Sheyu Atfanos Magios Rishach. This sounds like the Ran, but listen how he puts it. Kedei shenomar roen kiu nisakim akosel ukiu eschach min adofen shekein daket shokosu nisakim avo imena for nismagios leko mema dofen akuma. Tell me, Rabosai. He's saying the difference because of shtrei hilchasis? How does the Ketz Mishnah learning up in the Ran? Chor, not going to be Kiva Eger's take on the Ran with shtrei hilchasis. He's saying, he's being mavliya in his words. He says, then it has to be Magios Rishach in order to say Kiyu Nisakin. Kiyu Nisakin Shekein Dakin Shel Kosu Nisakin. Av Enivaz Magios Rekomei Dofen Akuma. He sounds like the issue is hinging on whether you can say Dakin Shel Kosu Nisakin. That's why I said it in the Ketz Mishnah, it's a Mashmos, what we're saying. It's because of the Dakin Nisakin that's driving that it has to be a real wall as opposed to a good achis. Rabbi Eger is not necessarily kasha necessarily. He's not asking for his kasha, but he's certainly learning the Ran in such a way that his kasha would not begin, because the whole point is you can only say darkness akim if there's a continuity in the tfanos and then continues along into the schach, as opposed to a gap where you've lost that whole idea of darkness akim and mele the kasha falls away. So good achis not going to help you here. In terms of the Rambam himself, however, you have to know why, if you take the Magen Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, Perek Dalet, the Rambam meant the other Pshat, he meant the Gaonim, he'd be Machshir the rest of the Ixtava. Why did the Rambam pick and choose? Are there two Dinim Adofen Akuma? Why you hear what it say? You know, what does he need to say something different? There's what to say, but, you know, meanwhile we have the difficult Rambam, just to be aware of in terms of the two Rambams and what could be the Pshat of the Akuma. All right, very good. Those of you who wish, you can definitely...